Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Today's show is about coincidences and connections and kind of getting what you want or getting what you ask for. It's about heartstrings and angel wings, and I think also going with the flow. So I had a great show lined up, not only lined up, I created a great little Shine On show for you this week. And then we had a technical malfunction. Remember my friend Violetta? I met her during COVID on all the Zooms that we were doing. Well, Violet now is a great teacher on Insight Timer. She's the coffee and crystals lady. She does all kinds of wonderful things. And she introduced me to Kevin, who is also a teacher on Insight Timer. Kevin meditates. He leads great group and private meditations. He also uses music. He's a musician. He uses his music in the meditations. So I got online with Kevin and we were recording this great show. I'll tell you the crux of it. The crux of what Kevin and I talked about was how the still silent place is always within us. You know, meditation doesn't create that space. That space is always within us. Meditation just helps us find it. And Kevin and I talked about how we should all be talking about this. Like, there's this warm, loving, intelligent place inside of us, and we need to take the time to connect with it. And we should all be talking about this. We should be saying to each other, how's your connection to yourself today? Are you in touch with the divine within? Right? Instead of saying, oh, my car wouldn't start or it's so cold or whatever. Instead of saying, how are you? Maybe we should be saying, are you grounded? Are you in touch with that wonderful space inside of you today? Are you open? Are you energized? That's how our conversation went with Kevin. Kevin also said that he was a private guy. And really, he's a private guy. You go look for information about Kevin at meditationspaceonline.com and you'll just find that he's Kevin and he meditates. That's it. He doesn't want to share his story. He wants to share the story of meditation. So before we started recording, Kevin and I, he said the word private many times. He's private, he's private, he's private. Okay. So we just did that deep dive into the beautiful space within, and then he led a meditation, and I'm sorry that the recording failed, but you can go to meditationspaceonline.com and you can meditate with Kevin all the time. He's got lots of meditations just free on his website. So that's what happened. We had a wonderful chat, and then as the audio was processing, I looked up and it said, the screen said something like, this program stopped unexpectedly or something like that. Now, there was a time when something like that, like recording a show and having the audio fail, would have just set me into a tizzy. But I don't know, that doesn't happen much anymore. I was just like, well, that happened. We recorded a great show that no one's ever going to hear. Kevin said he wanted to be private, so he's private. His meditation story's not getting out today. So what am I going to do about a show? So, one of the things I was telling Kevin about before we got into the meditation, I was talking about some coincidences that had happened to me recently, both around dogs. And one of these I might have shared with you. When I started my new job just a few months ago, I met John, the maintenance man, and I could tell John, the maintenance man, did not want to be my friend, private guy. And you could just tell when, you know, you come up on somebody and like, hey, are you John, and I'm Casey, and I'm new, and you know, you can just picture it. He's like, yeah, nice to meet you. I wanted to be his friend, because you know, I am the female version of Buddy the Elf. I recognize that now. I wanted John to like me. I wanted him, you know, I wanted a friend. So I said to him, hey, John, do you have, I'm staying late today, but I got to rush home because I want to get to my dogs. I got to feed my dogs. Do you have any pets, John? And he says, pets? No. He says, you know, you just made me think of it. When I was a kid growing up, I had an English pointer. You know what we called that dog? We called that dog Winston Churchill. I said, John, this may be hard for you to believe, but when I was a kid growing up, my family had a dog, an English pointer, and we called that dog Winston Churchill. He's like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, I'm not. Now John and I are good friends. That's a weird thing, right? Both of us as kids had English pointers, great big dogs that could like scale a 6-foot fence like nothing. And both of us gave our great big dogs away to people on farms because English pointers need to run. And we had dogs named Winston Churchill. It's crazy. Okay, so now John and I are friends, and I'm grateful for that. So the other day, just this week, I'm doing a retreat at my new job. We had a day of hope. It was lovely. And I'm showing our guest from the dining hall where we had coffee and pastries, and now we're going into the retreat room for the day. And I'm talking to this woman, Dee. And she tells me that she has a business called Dee's Laser Dogs, and she does laser art with dog motifs on like wood and leather. And I said, oh, that's so cool. I've got dogs. I've got pugs. She's, oh, that's funny. She said, our family had a pug growing up, and the pug's name was Eleanor Roosevelt. You know what's weird about this story? Both of these stories with John the maintenance man and Dee, the woman who came on retreat the other day, took place in the exact same place in the hall outside my office at my new job. I said, Dee, you might not believe this, but I got two pugs. One's named Eleanor and one's named Roosevelt. She's like, why did you name your pugs that? I said, well, these two rescues came to us, my husband and I, while we were watching a documentary on First Ladies, and they were nearly Eleanor Roosevelt and Betty Ford, but then it just got too confusing, so we called them Eleanor and Roosevelt. And she said her father had named their pug Eleanor Roosevelt because he thought the pug resembled the former First Lady. Oh, we had a good laugh. But that's kind of crazy, right? All right. So when the audio failed with Kevin, the meditation guy, I thought, well, I need to put a show together. Maybe I'll put a call out for coincidences. So I went on the Facebook group, A Circle of Women, which, of course, you know, you are welcome to join at any time. And I put out a call looking for stories about coincidences. Now, I want to share with you that yesterday morning when I put this call out, I woke up thinking about my friend, Tina. Tina, I don't get to see Tina a lot. You know, years ago, we saw each other more frequently. I was much more involved in community theater and going to community theater parties and things like that. I used to see Tina and her husband, Bobby, often. And when I got married, they gave my husband and I beautiful monogram towels, Mike and Casey towels, just so great. So yesterday morning, I was tidying up the bathroom. And as I was straightening up the towels, I thought of Bobby and Tina, and I was thinking of them so hard. And I bet this happens to you sometimes. I was thinking, man, I miss Tina. I've got to reach out to Tina today. I want her to know like I miss her and I love her. And even though I don't see her a lot, I think of her and Bobby so often. Do you ever have those feelings where you're like, oh, you're just like sending the love out into the universe? Like, I hope they realize that even though life got busy and we don't see each other much, I hope she gets it. But today I promised myself I'm going to reach out to Tina. And then the day goes on and I forgot I even had that thought until I put the word out on social media that I was asking the circle about sending me coincidences that I could share on the show. Would you like to guess who responded first to that call? My friend Tina. She wrote an email. I have it right here. Hello, dear friend. I don't believe in coincidences. Rather, that everything happens for a greater purpose. The best example of that is from my personal life. It's the prequel to my life with Bobby. She says, when I was a little girl, I had a dream about a big brown house with 3 floors on a busy street. Fast forward to 1982, when I got cast in a production of Godspell. Rehearsals were at the Yonkers home of the musical director. In order to get there, I had to drive down Rumsey Road, right past that big brown house of my dreams, the house in which I have now lived for over 20 years. Miss you and love you. Yes, Tina, I'm with you. I don't believe in coincidences. And that is a beautiful example. And I'm grateful that I got to share that. I know this is sparking some memories in your own life, and I want to hear about all your coincidences too. But I also heard from Liz. Liz came on one of the winter retreats, I believe, at Merriandale, one of the Shine On retreats at Merriandale. It might have been last winter. Now, Liz is a huge I Love Lucy fan. I mean, huge. She is always reading books about the cast and the show, and she knows it all. So here, Liz brought to our winter retreat an I Love Lucy book. It was actually about the life of Ethel Mertz. Yeah, it was about the life of Ethel Mertz. And Liz was on retreat at Merriandale, which is the home of the Dominican Sisters. Liz had never heard of the Dominican Sisters. That's not unusual. She's reading the book about Ethel Mertz on this retreat at Merriandale. And in the book about Ethel Mertz, Ethel Mertz has a connection to the Dominican Sisters. I remember Liz sent me the page of the book. She's like, can you believe this? Here we are at Merriandale, home of the Dominican Sisters. Never heard of them before, reading this book about Ethel Mertz, who has a connection to the Dominican Sisters. I want to stop for a second and remind everybody that our Shine On retreat coming up Valentine's weekend, I'm sad to say it's sold out. We do have a few commuter spots open. So February 14, 15, 16, if you can commute to Merriandale, we'd be happy to have you. But we've got 40 beds filled, so we can't take any more sleepover guests, but we can take a few more commuters. And you can find out more at caseysplace.com. And if you're planning ahead, well, by all means, join us in August. I think it's August 15th. We're going to have our summer retreat at Merriandale. And it's the Shine On ladies getting together. A woman wrote to me on Facebook the other day and said, how old are the women that come to these retreats? I said, I don't know. We've had all ages. We've had mothers bring their teenage daughters. We've had women in their 80s. I guess if I had to put a number on it, I'd say the average age of the women who come to Shine On retreats is about 48, 49, 50, around there. But it's a very youthful group. And it doesn't matter the age. It really doesn't. When women get together, miracles happen, and we take care of each other, and the wisdom flows, and you end up sitting next to somebody that maybe you would have never spoken to in your normal life, but you find that at the retreat, you have so much in common with them. So don't hold back. Don't hold back. Sign up and join in. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, and we are telling stories about coincidences today. I heard from my friend Carrie. Carrie Corey is her name. When Carrie was in school, she had a good friend named Corey, which is her last name. Corey's brother's name was Carrie. That's Carrie's name. Both Carrie, Corey, and her friend Corey had moms named Kathy. Corey's father was named Ken. Ken is Carrie's brother's name. There's a connection. One time years ago, here's a personal Casey coincidence. I was working in a bookstore in Cold Spring, and this young man came in, and he was very, very much looking for a particular poetry book. It was an anthology of poetry, and it was old, and it was special, and he needed to have it, and he thought we would have it in the Salma Gundy bookstore in Cold Spring. And I didn't know what he was talking about, but I helped him look, and we couldn't find the book, but we became friends. He loved books. We loved Cold Spring. One day he came over the house, and really, he got the funniest look on his face. That book of poetry that he had been looking for, it was on my coffee table. Now, I didn't choose this book. I wasn't into poetry at the time. My sister had been cleaning out somebody's attic or something, and she came across these old poetry books, and she thought, oh, Casey in Cold Spring would love this. And I do. I like having quirky books around that'll pick up every now and then. But the very poetry book of anthology that this man came into the bookstore for on that particular day was on my coffee table. So I said, take the book. Take the book. I mean, this guy, he didn't live around here. He was from Queens. And my sister cleaned this book out of an attic in Mayapack. Like, I don't know, just somehow the angels are pulling the strings and making it work so this guy could have that book of poetry. Anyway, this guy, Rich, was crazy about the Brooklyn Bridge and the structure of it and how it was built. And right around that time, David McCullough had written a book called The Great Bridge. And I remember people were ordering it at the bookstore. So I can't remember if Rich gave me the book or if I ordered the book, but I found myself reading this enormous book, The Great Bridge. Well, here's a little coincidence. The bridge was designed by the Roeblings, father and son, and I think they were from Germany, and they couldn't get this bridge built in Germany, so they came to the United States to get it built. You know, something like this, the story goes. But they were the Roeblings, father and son. Son married Emily Warren. Emily Warren is from Cold Spring. I was on my couch in Cold Spring reading this book, which was suggested by my friend Rich, and he's crazy about the Brooklyn Bridge, and he came to Cold Spring that day to find that poetry book, which ended up being in my house. Now I'm reading about the bridge. Emily Warren and her husband, Mr. Roebling, were married feet from where I was reading the book. Her house was literally around the corner. I could see it from my kitchen window where she had been born. And she and her husband were buried right up the street at my local cemetery. So now I have this wonderful connection to Emily and I think it was Warren Roebling and Cold Spring and the Brooklyn Bridge. Crazy story. And I think, I don't know, I could have passed this guy in the bookstore and never asked him, what are you looking for? Right? And I would have never known he was looking for that poetry book and we would have never become friends. I would never have fallen in love with the Brooklyn Bridge. Never have known this story about Emily Warren. And now, like, I'm crazy about all the Warrens and some of the Roeblings, too. All right, I want to get back to our final coincidence story. And this one is from Barbara. Barbara wrote that when she was a little girl, she was in the sixth grade, her uncle died on October 5th. He was playing college football. That made a pretty big imprint on her life. And this was her mother's little brother. So, you know, it was a huge loss for the family. But the family would celebrate the anniversary of his passing every year, if not celebrate, commemorate the anniversary of his passing. So recently, on an October 5th, the Spinners were going to be at Foxwood. Yeah, the musical group were going to be at Foxwood's casino. And Barbara's uncle was a huge Spinners fan when he was a young man. So Barbara thought, this is the greatest thing. I'm going to get tickets and I'm going to take my mom to Foxwoods and we're going to see the Spinners on the anniversary of the uncle's passing. So she had to get just regular tickets. She couldn't get too close to the stage, but she thought, you know, they'll be there in the room and that's enough. So they're checking into Foxwoods because they're going to stay over. And who's online in front of them but a member of the group, the Spinners? So Barbara and her mom didn't think they were going to get up close, but here they are, like they could reach out and touch one of the Spinners who's online in front of them. So, of course, they tap him on the shoulder and they have a conversation and they tell him why the Spinners are so important to the family and how they're remembering this very special man in their family. And Barbara writes that this guy from the Spinners, he just couldn't have been nicer. And he was very loving to Barbara's mom. And they got a picture and they really, really felt like it was, you know, their uncle. It was Barbara's uncle sort of reaching out and touching them on this very special day. And it's a wonderful, wonderful memory. So I just wanted to share that story. And there were a bunch of other stories that came in, but maybe we'll put them in another show coming up. I hope the new year is being good to you. I am failing miserably with my New Year's resolutions. I gave this a little bit of thought. I wanted to be a reserved person in 2025. I wanted to be the person that spoke less. I wanted to be the person that spoke last. I wanted to be the person that didn't interrupt everybody. I wanted to listen. So I wrote down everywhere on sticky notes, this is the year of saying less. Yeah, that hasn't worked out for me. That hasn't worked out for me at all. I think I'm saying more. But there's a little bit inside of me that knows I should be saying less. So I'm going to keep working on that. And whatever you're working on, you keep working on that too. And just do everything you can to be as healthy as you can and keep your mind as clear as you can and treat yourself as well as you can and make time and space for that beautiful, calm, and loving space that's inside of you and waiting for you. Alrighty, it's time for our thought for the day. And I thought it would be great in honor of Barbara and her uncle and all the coincidences that we talked about and all the angel wings and all the little strings that tie us together. Our thought for the day comes from the music of the Spinners. Whenever you call me, I'll be there. Whenever you want me, I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. I'll be around. Cheers to you. Have a wonderful week. I hope we connect soon. You can find more at caseysplace.com. Shine on.